It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, August 24th, 2017. Today is the birthday of English poet John Taylor, born in Gloucester in 1578. He spent much of his life as a waterman, a member of the guild of boatmen that ferried passengers across the River Thames in London in the days when the London Bridge was the only passage between the two banks. He became a member of the ruling council of the guild, serving as its clerk. It is mainly through his writings that history is familiar with the watermen's disputes of 1641-42, in which an attempt was made to provide for free elections within the leadership of the company. He discusses the watermen's disputes with the theater managers, who moved the playhouses from the south bank to the north in 1612, depriving the ferrymen of their profitable trade. He also addresses coachmen and recent developments with horse-drawn carriages having spring suspension and their use for hire on land, which had taken much trade away from the watermen as well. Here's a sample of his work. All sorts of men work all the means they can to make a thief of every waterman. And as it were in one consent, they join to trot by land in the dirt and save their coin. Carriages, coaches, jades, and Flanders mares do rob us of our shares, our wares, our fares. Against the ground we stand and knock our heels, whilst all our profit runs away on wheels. And whosoever but observes and notes the great increase of coaches and of boats shall find their number more than ere they were by half and more within these 30 years. Then watermen at sea had service still, and those that stayed at home had work at will. When Queen Elizabeth came to the crown, a coach in England then was rarely known. Then 'twas as rare to see one as to spy a tradesman that had never told a lie. Taylor was also the first poet to mention the death of William Shakespeare and Francis Beaumont in print. He was a prolific, if rough-hewn, writer, a wit, really, rather than a poet, with over 150 publications in his lifetime. Although his work was not sophisticated, he was a keen observer of people and style in the 17th century, and his work is often studied by social historians. Taylor is also one of the few credited early authors of a palindrome, one of those constructions that reads the same, left to right or right to left. In 1614, he wrote, "Lewd did I live, evil did I dwell." Hold that up to a mirror and see what I mean. He also wrote a poem about Thomas Parr, a man who allegedly lived to the age of 152. Many of Taylor's works were published by subscription. That is, he would propose a book, ask for contributors, and then write it when he had enough subscribers to cover the printing cost. He had more than 1,600 subscribers to a work called The Penniless Pilgrimage, and those who defaulted on what they promised to pay were chided the following year in a scathing brochure that contained these lines. "By wondrous accident, perchance, one may grope out a needle in a load of hay, and though a white crow be exceedingly rare, a blind man may, by fortune, catch a hare." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 24th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.